do a little, 'cause you can't do enough.
Once upon a summertime, just a dream from yesterday, a boy in this magic golden flute heard a boat from off the bay.
Come and play with me, Jimmy, come and play with me, and I will take you on a trip far across the sea.
Belonged to a cookie or witch who had in mind the flute to snitch.
From her vroom vroom in the skies, she watched her plans materialize. She waved her wand, the beautiful boat was gone. The skies grew dark, the sea grew rough, and the boat sailed on and on and on and on and on and on.
But Puff and Stuff was watching too and knew exactly what to do. He saw the witch's boat attack, and as the boy was fighting back,
he called his rescue racer crew, as often they'd rehearsed, and off to save the boy they flew.
But who would get there first?
But now the boy had washed ashore, Puff arrived to save the day, which made the witch so mad and sore, she shook her fist and screamed away. HR, Puff and Stuff, who's your friend when things get rough? HR, Puff and Stuff, can't do a little 'cause you can't do enough. HR, Puff and Stuff, he's your friend when things get rough. HR, Puff and Stuff, can't do a little 'cause you can't do enough.
It's Strike the Box here at WMFO and Memphis 91.5, or on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Hey, how y'all doing? I'm back, it's Chris, here on the Tufts University campus. And I hope you're all doing okay. It's been a little stressful week, I will admit. But as I said in my Facebook page, how about we do a little escaping for a couple of hours? What better way than with some freeform radio? And how about you, but doesn't hurt to escape to HR Puff and Stuff. Started things off at some Beatles with Magical Mystery Tour. A stereo version, because I didn't have the mono version with me today, unfortunately. David Bowie, Rebel Rebel. Yes, there's a little hidden meaning behind that. Because no matter who you are, what you are, we just say, accept. Whatever. I'm not going to get out of my soapbox. It's this time to escape. How about that? You want to hear something, let me know. You know the rules. 617-627-3800. If I can find it, I will play it for you. And I have some requests. I have a request for an 8.5-minute song that I'll be playing. Usually don't play songs that long, but somebody made a request, so I will play it. And I got other stuff I'll be playing, too. If you got Facebook, you can go to the Strike the Box Radio Show page on Facebook. Just type in Strike the Box Radio Show WMFO. So there are a couple ways. Let me get back to my music.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance, that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died. We started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie.
Is that
met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I
from 1964, Marvin Gaye, You're a Wonderful One, made it to number 15 on the top 100 Billboard chart. Started things off with some Don McLean with American Pie from 1971, and I do believe I had it written here somewhere. What? Made it to number 2. Well, actually, in the UK, it made it to number 2 and made it to... it did make it to number 1. I should write this down instead of reading it off the internet. But something I can relate with that song. He was a paper boy when he read that Buddy Holly had died in a plane crash along with the Big Bopper in La Bamba. It'll come to me. Anyways, he was a paper boy, and he remembers seeing the headline. And I can remember waking up to do my paper route back in the early 80s, 1980. Hearing on the radio that John Lennon had been killed. I don't know. I guess there's some similarities there. Hey, big shout out to Brian, who called in. He had a question. Why do I like mono? And as I told him, when I was listening to records growing up, stereo records, early stereo records, you'd hear like one part, say the instrumentals in the right ear and the vocals in the left. And if I didn't have a good record player, sometimes I would just only hear one channel. And it used to drive me crazy. So that's why I sometimes like the mono version. Plus, if you're a huge Beatle fan like I am, when they were doing all their recordings in the 60s, when stereo was first coming out, they made their songs, or they did their songs in mono. And then eventually the studio would tinker around with them in stereo. But they liked the mono version better. And I've run out of music here, and I'm rambling. What else did we play? Diane and the Gentlemen with Motorcycle. Off the One Little Indian Records from 2016. So I'm just rambling here, and I just should get back to some playing some music. What do I have queued up? I don't know. I will just hit this button here. Hey, a big shout out to the people down at 282 Broadway in Somerville, Mr. Cleaners, who reminded me who the third person was in that plane the day the music died. Thank you very much.
Baby, now, baby, let's just go all along. Well, no, 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 darling, I just want you no more. flying. Well, Bony Maroney, Peggy Sue, yeah, ain't gonna be around no more. Oh, now, little darling, we just gonna party some more. Well, I love you, darling. Ooh, my head, now let's go. Thank you.
My lie said he gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living, the devil may care. And I am just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Fever, Las Vegas, with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing, all those hopes down the drain. Fever, Las Vegas, turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. If it costs me my very last dime, if I wind up broke, oh well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. So, viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good. With a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm gonna let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
WMFO and Memphis 91.5. You're listening to Chris on Strike the Box. And on the World Wide Web, WMFO.org. Just finished up there with some Gollywogs with Fight Fire. Started things off way back there with some Richie Valens with Oh My Head. From the best of the Richie Valens album. Yes, he was the third person that passed away in the plane crash. Waylon Jennings was also supposed to possibly ride on that plane, but he opted out. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with American Girl. CCR, otherwise known as Creedence Clearwater Revival, with Up Around the Bend. And some Elvis Presley with Viva Las Vegas. And that goes out to the NHL, who is actually starting an NHL team out there. Not the season coming up, but I think the 2017-2018 season. We'll see how that works. 617-627-3800 if you want to hear something. If I can find it, I will put it on the air for you. I've got some requests I'm still looking for. So please be patient. And what else? I don't know what else. That's it, I guess. I did a canned PSA today. I didn't read one, but maybe in the next hour I will read one. I got nothing else to say, so I guess I'll just get back to the music. How's that? Okay. If you want to call, say hi, 617-627-3800. If you have Facebook, you can send me a hello that way. Just go to Strike the Box Radio Show page on Facebook. And I'd say you could stand outside Curtis Hall and yell up to the window, but I got the stereo blasting here, so I'm not going to hear you.
A hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Nighty-night-night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low, but don't ask me why,
'cause he don't.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead.
Darling,
give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer.
Here, baby, there, mama.
Baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy, hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey,
hey,
grow it.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Had a fancy song.
association with Wendy. Because it was windy this week. Early in this week, over the weekend. Man, was it some serious wind. Well, Boston is the windiest city in the country. They may call Chicago the windy city, but that's because of politicians, not because of the wind. Kyle Sills with some Hair. From the soundtrack Hair of 1968. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs with Woolly Bully. I didn't look up the year. It's in between 65 and 68. I believe 66. Small Faces with Here Comes the Nice. It's actually a compilation I have. Came up as a single on the computer here, but it's a compilation I have of the Faces and Small Faces. And then the association with Wendy. All right, I got to make this legal. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Ready? Make this all legal. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Oh, okay. We're all legal now. I'm here for another day, or at least another hour. 617-627-3800 if you want to hear something. If you have Facebook, you can check in on the Strike the Box radio show page. Just type in Strike the Box Radio Show. There's a group and a page. Don't ask. If you're going to join the group, don't ask to join the group if you are, like, trying to sell some product. Now, I see you trying to sneak in, and you're not going to get in. So there you go. This is Strike the Box. You're listening to Chris. I already said the ID, but I'll do the World Wide Web one. WMFO.org. But we jump up to some 70s, 80s next.
End of part one. Intermission. End of intermission. Part two.
This is what I sometimes hate with the computer here. I go to play something and I get the wrong version. So, there we go. Okay, let's try it this way.
I'm in the phone booth.